ladies and gentlemen, we are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I am pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports. I am your average sports watcher. I love to watch sports. You notice I said love, because I mean, I don't know if I really love it, but I like watching sports, and I don't know the who's and the what's.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but and we're missing Ray again.
That's okay.
That's all right. Just want to let people know in case they were wondering where he was.
Okay, here we go. We started off with a game of Would You Rather? And now this one is an argument between my wife and I. So,
oh boy. And you're bringing it to the podcast.
Well, it's a Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather, when it comes to peanut butter, have crunchy or creamy?
Ooh, I'll go crunchy. I've always loved crunchy, but since I've been married, my wife likes creamy, so I go with creamy.
My wife is a crunchy, and I am all about the creamy. It's just so much easier to eat. It's so much smoother. It's easier to spread when you're trying to put it on toast or anything. It is so much easier. The crunchy, it like rips a hole in your toast because it doesn't want to spread out, and it gets all clumped up. It's annoying. You got to go with the creamy.
So who wins that battle in your house?
Well,
do you guys just get one and one?
We get one and one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eventually, you guys should probably just merge into one. Do you know that my wife and I have been together, 20 years maybe, but we've been married for 13 years. But we dated forever before. And forever until probably about 3 years ago, I realized she didn't like mushrooms on her pizza. And I always ordered pepperoni and mushroom for both of us for years.
She never said anything?
Nope. She was just a sweet person and just let me just order the way I wanted to order it.
She is crazy.
Mm-hmm. What, do not like mushrooms?
No. Oh, mushrooms are disgusting. Oh. That she didn't say anything after that long. Day one, I'm saying, nope, I don't like that because I don't like tomatoes. And if my wife orders something with tomatoes on it, I let her have it.
Do you want to know how I found out? I said, hey, I want to order two pizzas. What if you just want whatever, what kind of topping would you like to put on it? She was like,
anything but
mushrooms.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's really funny.
She's so sweet.
That's a way to be in tune with what your wife likes and doesn't like.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you should probably get to the bottom of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's something that I can't believe she just let it go.
That's the kind of person she is.
And did she pick it off or did she just eat it?
No, she would pick it off.
And you didn't notice that?
Nope, never.
Man, dude, you must have been into your pizza so much.
Dude, I love pizza. I don't care what anyone else in the world is doing when I'm eating my pizza.
That is really funny.
Yeah. And
I want to start off with the best letter ever written.
Oh, is this the kids of the Cowboys?
Yes, the 7-year-old kid writes to Jerry Jones, and he says, Dear Mr. Jones, my name is Rylan Wood. I am 7-year-old second grade student in Mansfield, Texas. My family has been a Dallas Cowboys fan since the team was started. I have a lot of Cowboy gear, and I have met Zeke, Taco, Jason Witten, and two other players who play on other teams now. You have made my mom very mad because we suck. Every game day, she is yelling at the TV and turns off the game. We are wanting to believe in the boys, but it is hard. I hope Coach Garrett is clapping if this letter gets to you.
That's funny.
That's funny. See what happens when Dez is gone? The cheerleaders are better than the team this year. I do not want to hurt your feelings. Thank you, Ryan. Is the best letter ever written.
I hope that Jerry Jones reads that letter. If he hasn't already.
Well, and the thing is, he'll read it now just because it went viral.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even have to get it in the mail. He knows that
it
that
exists.
Letter. And they're going to have to invite this kid to a game. They're going to have to let him meet all the players.
His whole family.
Yeah. Jerry Jones is going to have to respond in some way.
Yeah.
And
it's too late. He can't bring Dez back, though. I love how he says, see what happens when you let Dez go.
I mean, he said the cheerleaders are better than our team this year.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I love that a 7-year-old wrote that letter. That's really funny. And then he wrote, we suck as a 7-year-old. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, he's speaking the truth.
And Troy Aikman came out and said the Cowboys need to overhaul, an organization overhaul.
Yeah. What does that mean? Starts from the top?
starts from the top.
I mean, I agree. I think every Cowboy fan agrees. Like, it's just, we've been dealing with this for years, you know? Like, he's just, Jerry Jones has had too much involvement in this team. I don't know how much involvement the owner normally does.
Not as much. They usually let it to the GM, but he is a super fan. That's what happens. He's a guy with a lot of money that's a super fan and wants to have hands-on because he wants to feel like he's in control. That's what happened with him and Jimmy Johnson. That's why they butted heads. Jimmy Johnson left. And, man, the Cowboys haven't been good since.
Mm-hmm. And it's been tough. It's been tough being a fan. You know you're a Cubs fan. I mean, you were a Cubs fan for years before they even showed up to the World Series. Like, it's just heartbreaking, and it's hard to watch every Sunday hoping that we can at least just get a stupid W, just a little win. I don't care. We don't need to go to the playoffs anymore. That thought in my head is gone. Like,
really? You don't think you can win your division?
No.
You're only two games back.
Yeah, but look, and the only team we're better than is the Giants, and that doesn't say much.
Right, like, but you play the Eagles this weekend.
Yeah, and then we have...
So if you play the Eagles this weekend, you beat them, you're tied with them.
And then what do we have, Atlanta, and then New Orleans,
but
and
you're
then...
you're tied with the... You're one game back, because let's say the Redskins lose. It's not...
Okay.
But you're not good enough. I don't think you're good enough.
Well, here's the thing. Even if we make a wild card or we win the division, whatever, where are we going to go from there? Like, the team's not good enough to go anywhere. If we even win one game in the playoffs, it'd be a fluke.
Well, I don't think you're making the playoffs.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you're going to win this weekend, and I don't think you're going to beat the Falcons. I don't think you're going to beat the Saints.
Correct.
It's going to be a lot of losses in a row.
Correct.
And now I'm starting to think that draft pick's going to be higher and higher that you gave to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like going for Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Now, it's just...
Two weeks ago, that made sense.
No, it still makes sense to me. No. I still think it's a good trade.
You wouldn't make that trade right now, would
you? Yes, I would. He's for the future.
But why right now? For the future, but you're giving up your future for
you're
him.
You're not. All you're doing is giving up a draft pick. You would have had to draft a wide receiver anyway, so why not get one that you already know is a two-time Pro Bowler? You're taking a gamble by drafting someone coming out of college. He's only 24 years old.
Yeah, he's
so
young.
Why not take a chance? It's still like if you were going to draft a wide receiver anyway, you already got an established wide receiver from the NFL.
I mean, now we got to start looking for a linebacker. Like, now we got to start looking for other positions that are important.
Sean Lee.
Sean Lee's done, dude.
Sean Lee cannot stay healthy.
He can't.
And the Cowboys are good with him, bad without him. That's a big injury.
It is a huge injury. So, I mean... I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's just like, whatever. We got Amari Cooper. That's fine. That's what they did. It's cool. But I feel like if we would have had that draft, that first round back, we'd have a different, more options. I don't know if we'd still just be looking for that number one receiver. And plus, I don't even know you'd get a number one out of your first pick. You know, like how many rookies come out like killing it in the NFL?
Right. Julio Jones, AJ Green, receivers like that. But they're not. It doesn't happen every year. Look at the Titans. They drafted Corey Davis 2 years ago. He hasn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's done nothing. John Ross for the Bengals. He was drafted in the top 10. He has played like three games because he can't stay healthy. So you're taking a chance. So you're just saying you have an established wide receiver that you drafted. And the Cowboys, I just want to know what they're going to do with Dak Prescott. That's the scary thing about the NFL is you get a serviceable quarterback. And everybody, Tannehill got a contract extension. Blake Bortles got a because you're scared to move on because you don't know what else is out there.
Yeah, because before him, before Romo, it was like I remember the Cowboys trying five different quarterbacks.
The Bears have tried for 20 years to find a quarterback. They have been terrible. I mean, they go through quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. They can't find anybody. And I still don't know if Trubisky's a good quarterback. Mm. I still don't think he is. But whatever. That's awesome. But that's the best letter. Then I want to give a shout out also to the people that have been in our Survivor League. We started this at the beginning of the season.
There's people still in.
There's still 10 people left. So all you people that are still in the Survivor League, I've been watching. And I just want to say congratulations.
That's amazing.
You guys are doing really well. And eventually we're going to have to give a prize to the winner. We'll figure something out.
We can autograph like a football or something.
Yeah, we'll get an autograph.
Is that worth it? Do people want that?
Not from us, but we'll get them something.
Oh, from a real player.
Yeah, from like a real player.
Okay,
like
Matt Overton.
I may get Matt Overton. I'm going to ask him if I can get a jersey.
Okay.
And see if I can send it to the winner of the Survivor League.
That's cool.
I didn't have that set up at the beginning of the year, so maybe people would have tried harder, but I'm just going to say we got to reward them because they are sticking with it. There's 10 people left, and that's pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing.
And so,
I mean, there are maybe over 400 people on that in that thing.
And there's 10 left.
That's
You're
crazy.
One of 10.
That's amazing.
And the NFL is halfway through, right? So we're going to play an NFL game, Eddie. We got the shocker.
What?
Go ahead and put that shocker around your neck.
Is it working?
Yeah, here, put it on your...
Here.
Can you feel it? Let's see.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dog shock collar.
Did I put it around my neck?
Oh yeah, around your neck. And we're going to play a game of NFL trivia. Because you don't know anything about sports.
No, I do.
Well, you know a little bit about sports. You're just the average fan, right?
Right.
And so we're going to play Name That Head Coach.
Oh boy. Like a current head coach?
Current head coach, of course.
I wish we had music.
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's easy. Dallas Cowboys.
All right, Jason Garrett.
Correct. Woo! You don't get shot. Woo! Carolina Panthers, they play tonight.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying you they play tonight, so who's their head coach?
Rivera. You don't need both their names.
I need both their names.
Dude, it's the last name's important. That's the one in the back of the jerseys.
There is
Ron. Ron. Shoot. No, come on. It's Ron.
What is it?
Ron Rivera. No.
Correct.
I hate you. This sucks. I hate this.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. What's his name? He's got a young dude. Wait.
Five.
No. No countdown. Wait. Four. Wait.
Three.
Wait. No,
two,
I don't know his name. Wait.
One.
Wait. Dang it. What's his name?
I don't even know if I shocked you yet.
You did.
I don't know.
You did. I felt it.
I didn't see it.
No, you saw it.
I didn't see
it. Don't be a jerk.
I saw it.
What's his name? I'm not. Stop.
Just.
You shocked me.
I don't think we did.
You did.
I don't
What's
know.
What's this wee crap?
The listeners are enjoying this. Okay. His name is Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. Dang it.
Okay. Jacksonville Jaguars.
No clue. Hit it. I have nothing.
You don't even want to talk it out?
No.
Like, what could it be?
Malarkey.
Malarkey. That's a good one. Malarkey. That is.
Okay. Wait. Go. Just do it.
Just do it.
Doug Marrone.
3, 2, 1.
Nothing. Ow! Oh, God. Dude, this pulls my skin.
I was seeing if you would fake it if I didn't hit it. See if you would act like I
I'm
shot you.
I'm not faking it. I'm real. Okay. Dude, come on.
You want one
Who
more?
Is it? Mike Marrone?
Doug Marrone.
No clue.
Or Maroney. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. You want another one?
Yeah. I don't want another one.
The San Francisco
49ers. Hey, I know this guy. Shanahan. Mike Shanahan. Oh! Why'd you shock me?
Kyle Shanahan.
Son of a...
Kyle Shanahan.
Who's Mike Shanahan?
His dad.
Dang it! So stupid.
And that's it. We only played five.
Give me another one.
No, we only played five.
Give me another
Because we got plenty of weeks. We got games. You want another one? Here, put it back on.
This is a great game. I don't know who any head coach is.
Okay. The New York Jets.
Just shocked me. No clue. Who is it?
Todd Bowles.
Nope, nothing. Oh, God. All right, we're done with this
That's
game.
It? You don't want one more?
Todd Bowles. I've never heard of that dude in my life.
Yeah, you want another one?
Nope.
Okay.
We're done.
That was it.
We're done.
That's called the football game. Know your head coach. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's fun, right?
So stupid. Yeah, but I want to play one with you. Why do I get shocked?
Well, because you're the one that doesn't know anything about sports, so it's funny.
I'll find a game for you.
No, because you're going to go. No.
What?
Whoa, relax. You're going to try to go ramp. This is common knowledge. The head coach?
It's not common knowledge.
Oh, my God.
You think everyone knows who the head coach for every NFL team is?
I would say yes.
No chance.
The average fan.
I've never heard of Todd Bowles. What was the dude's name?
Todd Bowles.
Never heard of him in my life.
He's been there for like 3 years.
I can't even tell you what he looks like. Tomlin, I know what he looks like. Shanahan, I was close. Who's the other one? Who'd you say?
Doug Marrone.
I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Here's a crazy story about Doug Marrone. He was the Bills head coach, and he quit. Like, usually NFL coaches don't quit.
Why did he quit? Like, what do you mean?
He's like,
you gotta get fired.
No, he quit. Yeah, they usually fire.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? This organization is a disaster. I'm out of here. There's only 32 head coaching jobs in the NFL,
and
he just walks away. And you got to be thinking, he's never going to get a head coaching job again. Goes down to Jacksonville, is like an assistant coach. Boom, they fire their coach. promote him.
So
to
he's been there for a couple of years. So he took him to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's a cool story.
I mean, that's nuts that you just quit.
That's confidence. Knowing that you can just quit and you'll be fine.
Right. Believing in your ability.
It's amazing.
To go ahead and say, all right, you know what? I'm so good. One of these other 31 teams will hire me as a head coach eventually.
Yeah.
Because you don't get many shots to be a head coach.
I don't have that.
You wouldn't take that chance.
I don't have that confidence. No, no, no. I would doubt everything I do.
You don't believe in yourself?
No, not at all. I kind of try to see. I go with my gut, but I don't really believe in myself, really.
I think when you get to that level,
you have to believe in yourself.
You have to be cocky. That's one thing. Everybody's like, oh, to get to that level, you have to be cocky. All those athletes and coaches are cocky on some level. They may not be outwardly like arrogant about it, but deep down, they're all cocky people.
Like Smash on Friday Night Lights. I've been starting to watch Friday Night Lights.
And do you think so far?
I love it. Oh my gosh. I'm in season one, probably halfway through the season.
The other day you asked me, does this ever get good? It is so good.
It's almost like watching This Is Us. Do you watch This Is Us?
No.
I ask you that all the time.
Yes,
I say no.
I've watched two episodes.
It's like when you have a show so good and it makes you feel something after every episode.
Parenthood.
Parenthood was one of them. You have to start thinking, at what point am I going to stop crying? At what point is this going to be good? Is it going to be bad? So far, Friday Night Lights is just so good, and something else comes up that makes me want to watch more. Dude, I haven't seen a show in a few years that every time I get home, I need to turn the TV on to keep watching it. Even if I'm just eating lunch.
What about the opening scene of the whole series?
Just think about this.
That was the most... we don't want to say what it is because maybe people haven't watched it. Maybe they'll go watch it because you're talking about how great Friday Night Lights is. But that opening scene, you're just like, oh, boy, this is real.
Okay, so think
and
of
Mika
it...
Mika Kelly is so freaking hot.
Yes,
oh, my
she
gosh,
is.
She is so... I mean...
Think of this, though. I started as soon as I watched. It's the pilot. That's the pilot of the show. So think that they shot that and sent that to NBC and said, this is our idea for a show. And so you're an NBC executive, and you watch that first few minutes of that show. What are you thinking?
Wow.
Give me the pen.
Yeah, sign me up.
Sign me
up. You have to.
Yeah.
Because you don't think something like that is going to go down in the first 5 minutes of a show.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's usually going to introduce characters, kind of get to know them, and boom.
Dude, and it's crazy to me. We were in there. You were on Friday Night Lights.
I was on Friday Night Lights.
I lived in Austin when Friday Night Lights was being shot. I saw them shooting all the time. I never thought once to watch the stupid show.
So good.
Never thought once.
Jason Street on the show.
Yeah, the quarterback.
What's his real name?
I don't know his real name.
I worked out with him a few times at Heat Boot Camp. My buddy Cody Butler runs it, and that guy was, because he needed somewhere to work out.
He's the quarterback.
Yeah, he's the quarterback. Okay, yeah. And so I worked out with him a few times. He was like from Nebraska.
He's a big dude.
Real nice dude.
Really?
He's a little bit shorter than you think, and like not as tall as I thought on TV. I don't know what he's doing now, but I'm going to look him up. What is his name? What was his name?
Jason Street.
Yeah, Jason Street. And then I saw Riggins downtown one time, and I was like, dang, what up, Riggins?
Somebody was telling me that Riggins is in a show now.
Scott Porter's his name.
Scott, that's Jason.
Jason Street, yep.
Oh, gosh. Somebody was telling me last night at dinner that that Riggins is in a TV show now that no one would ever recognize him in. Because, I mean, obviously, he didn't have his long hair.
He's turned out to be a really good actor. He's a big actor.
Yeah.
He was in some of those, like one of those fighting movies.
Like Gladiator movies?
Yeah, but it was like a weird one, like an old-timey
300?
One. 300? Maybe that's it.
Hmm.
I don't know. But, yes, he's... So, yeah, Scott Porter's still acting. He's
the only problem I have with the show, and it's not a problem with the show. It's a problem I have is just kind of the way they talk. Because they're in high school. Some of their scenarios are stupid and cheesy, and they talk really like I'm dumb, high school student.
Well, that's what they do.
I get it, but it's hard for me to watch now as like an older, like a 39-year-old. You know what I mean? I feel like, okay, I'm watching a freaking like teenager soap opera.
Okay.
But if I get past all that, I mean, dude, the storylines are great. I love it. I saw when we lived in Austin.
He's in the TV miniseries Waco, your boy.
Was him. He played Dave Koresh.
Yeah, Taylor Kitsch.
That's it. And I watched that series, and I did not recognize him.
He was in True Detective. Yeah, he's been in a lot.
That's
Friday
cool.
Night Lights, Battleship. I mean, he's been
Battleship.
Lone Survivor.
Which one? Oh, he's probably one of the Navy SEALs. Wow. Oh, yeah, I do remember him in that. Dude, so my wife and I went to a movie one time at Alamo Drafthouse, and I went to the bathroom, and Coach Taylor was in there.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I mean, it was one of those things, like, I know who you are, so I'm like, what up, dude? And he was like, hey, how you doing? Not much, man. Big fan. All right. He walked out. That was it. Hey. But you, I got caught in that moment where I'm like, I know you, obviously. Like, we're friends. Like, we know each other. It's just, I forget because everyone knows who he is.
And did you call him Coach Taylor?
No, I just said, what's up, dude?
Because
I also know him as Buddy Jackson from Pure Country.
Oh, see, I saw Connie Britton outside of Guero's Tacos on Congress.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Miss Taylor, I love you.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know her name.
I guess she wasn't too famous then.
That was her big role.
Yeah.
I think that was her, I would say, breakout role, but she's been acting because she was in the original Friday Night Lights.
The movie. With Tim McGraw.
And I was like, I love you, blah, blah, Miss Taylor. You know, how's Mr. Taylor? I just was annoying. And
was she Miss Taylor in the movie, too? Is the character's name Coach Taylor in the movie?
I don't know.
Because if that's the case, then she has to be Miss Taylor. Like, that's a movie and a TV show, one character. That's, what, 10 years of her life?
That is a long time, yes. And what's funny is, people act like it's so crazy that you call them by that name, but you see them as that name on TV over and over and over again. That's the
every
name
week.
You get in your head.
Yeah. Like any of the Friends characters, you're going to call them Ross, Chandler, Joey, Monica.
Yes, you're not going to call them
Jason Schwimmer or whatever his name is.
David Schwimmer.
Or whatever.
What's the...
Exactly. We don't know their real names.
Chandler's name.
Matthew Perry.
I thought that was the other guy.
No. Matthew Perry's Chandler.
Who's the other guy? Joey Fatone.
No, he's not Joey. Joey's his character name.
Oh.
And his...
Joey Tribbiani.
No, that's his acting name in the show.
Dang it.
But his real name is LeBlanc. Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. And she was Sharon...
You're so clueless right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking this girl up. She was Sharon Gaines in the movie.
Who?
I don't know. Connie Britton.
Connie Britton.
Yeah.
Okay, so she wasn't Coach Taylor.
She wasn't Coach Taylor.
I mean, Mrs. Taylor,
whatever. But yes, dude, that show only gets better and better. And don't forget to look for me on the side.
What season are you in?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think season two.
What team do you play for?
No, I'm a coach.
Oh, yeah, what team are you coaching?
Oh, we're getting killed. My team is getting smashed.
What team are you coaching? Do you remember?
We were yellow and blue.
And it's so cool. Like, if you live in Austin, those are all high schools. So they what they did, I guess, was, I don't know, use
old uniforms.
High school uniforms or what, but they are the Dillon Panthers in the show. But in real life, that's Pflugerville.
Yes, that's the Pflugerville Panthers.
So the P stands for Pflugerville Panthers.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
in the intro, they drive by a stadium that has HH. That's Hutto. That's Hutto Hippos.
That's pretty cool.
Like, I love watching all that stuff, man.
It is such a good... I can't believe... Like, who's your favorite on the show?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I root for the kid, the little kid, the little quarterback.
Matt Saracen.
Yeah, Matt Saracen.
Oh, man.
That's my dude right now.
What a nice dude.
Yes.
What a nice dude.
And his little buddy.
what is his name? Landry.
Is that his character name?
I don't know if that's his character
name. Do you know that he's married to Kirsten Dunst? You know who Kirsten Dunst is?
Oh, yeah. His name's Jesse Films.
Jesse Plemons.
Plemons.
Yes, yes.
Dude, he married Kirsten, Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
And they live in Austin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They just live in Austin and they can go. There's no way they can just go out in the regular town and.
Well, look at McConaughey. He's always there.
Shut up. He doesn't just go out in the town.
Yes, he does. Do you remember that video where he was coming out of a place with a beer?
No.
And the cameras got him, and he's just like, hey, hook him. He's walking the street with a beer.
Dude, you know who else was hot in that show?
I mean, Minka Kelly's super hot. The blonde girl's
Julie
hot.
Julie Taylor.
Me.
Amy Teagarden, Coach Taylor's daughter. Woo, she's hot.
See, Coach, the thing is...
Landry Clark is his name.
Yeah, he's the friend. He's the buddy. Coach, the thing with these girls, though, like, I'm sure they get older, but right now, season one, they look like they're in high school. Like, Minka's hot. I know Minka's hot because I've seen her I saw her last year. Was it last year at iHeart?
Yeah.
I've seen her in person, so I know she's hot. But watching that show, I'd be like, she looks like she's 18.
Well, you have to understand,
you know what I mean?
I watched this show when it came, like, 10
when you
years
were 18?
Yeah, and they were smoking hot. I don't care. Yeah. Like, you know they're not 18.
How old are they on the show?
Well, on the show, they're 16, 17.
No, I'm as actors.
Oh, they're like 25.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then she's hot.
Yes, it's okay to
say. I mean, she's unbelievably hot. And she is, another fact about her, do you know who her dad is? Google who her dad is. I think he's a Bon Jovi dude.
What?
Yeah. Joe Perry? No. Journey? Oh, God. I feel stupid. Who's the guitarist for Bon Jovi?
Minka Kelly dad, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Joe Perry. Is it Joe Perry?
Rick Duffy?
He's a drummer? What is he?
Guitar player?
Okay, so he's a good guitarist.
Minka Kelly, I had a complicated relationship with my...
rock star dad.
Dancer mom.
Oh. Oh, mom was a stripper.
I said dancer.
But that's what she means,
yes.
Right? Yes. Wow. Keep reading. This is good stuff.
Wow. She was 5'11", legs up to her ears, gorgeous. She got along.
Her mom?
Yeah. Kelly says her mother would sometimes wake her up in the middle of the night when she got home from working at the club. The mother-daughter duo would then go to the supermarket shopping. That was like our big Friday, she recalls. She would want me to skip school the next morning. I was like, no, mom, I've got to go to school.
Wow. That's sad.
Kelly's mother chose to raise her daughter as a single parent. The actress's father, one-time Aerosmith guitarist Rick Duffy, wanted to try the family thing, but Kelly's mom said she was too busy having fun.
Wanted to try the family thing. Dang.
Yeah.
That's really sad. And then look at her now. Like, she made something of herself. Mom told her, don't go to school. Like, skip school. And she's like, no, mom, I have to go. Like, what kid does that?
Do you ever take your kids out of school just to go do something like dad's son during the day? Like
no.
A baseball game or something?
No, but if we're going on a trip or something and we got to get there a day early, we'll do it.
Yeah,
But my kid fights me for it. My 10-year-old fights me because he tries to get perfect attendance every year.
That's okay. That's noble. I mean, my parents never did either. They never. I knew parents that took their kids out for like just dad day or mom day to go get ice cream or whatever. My parents never did that.
So would you ask your parents, though? Would you say, like, hey, can I go?
Yeah, and they'd be like, no, I got to work.
you got to go to school.
Yeah, like, I got to work. So, yeah. And moving on. Let's.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Coach.
We went down a warm. You know what my wife is watching right now? She's watching Lost.
Oh, that's stupid.
I said the same thing. No, don't ruin the ending.
I don't even know the ending because I watched three seasons of it. Three seasons when it was coming out. I bought the DVDs because I was so into it. And then I was like, I'm lost. It's stupid.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah.
She started it way back when and never finished it. And every time someone would talk about it, which is once every 6 years, she'd be like, don't ruin it for me.
Who's still talking about it?
Exactly. Nobody. And she's like, don't ruin it for me. So she is like, I got to go back and finish it. So she started Lost over and she is watching Lost. And I am like, you are like, I watch it for like 20 minutes. I'm like, this looks so terrible.
Don't you get lost?
No,
and how stupid the show
yes,
is.
Yes, I always come in. I'll be like, "Man, you look lost."
So dumb.
And she's so like, dumb. "You're so stupid.
Get out of the room."
She's like, "Stop!" And then she has to rewind. I'm like, "Oh, did you get lost,
Coach?" The concept of the show is really good. Like you think about it, it's so cool. These guys crash, but they're all stuck in this island. But people are they come and go, and then they start fighting each other, and there's a hierarchy of the island.
Oh, is
and all.
That what it is?
Yeah, I mean it gets to that
literally,
level.
I had the first season on DVD. They sent it to the radio station back in Austin, and I was like, man, I'm gonna watch it.
It's funny. We used to get DVDs to watch the
and this guy
seasons.
Barry I used to work with was like, oh, let me watch it first, and I was like, okay, and he never gave it back, and I'm so glad he never gave it back because I would have been so annoyed. Softball Ricky. Used to come in every week
another
on the show.
Another guy you worked with.
And he would give the Lost report. He would give a recap of Lost. And he would get so frustrated towards like season three or whatever. Like he's like, I think they're just making it up. They don't have a plan for this show. And he would get so mad.
That's funny.
And that's why I'm glad I never got into Lost.
And then, you know, the end is like ridiculous.
Yes.
I didn't watch it, but I know what the end is.
Yes. Should we get back to sports?
Please.
Okay. Rivalry. This is when you take it too serious. Like, you're a Cowboys fan. I'm a Bears fan.
Yes. Not a rivalry.
I'm not going to do this. These two guys in Argentina, they like rival soccer clubs. And one buddy is staying with his friend for a couple weeks.
South America soccer. That's a real deal.
Both their clubs qualified for some championship game. So they're going to be playing each other. They got in an argument so heated. They were like fighting over who's going to win. They were like, all right, look, one guy that lives there goes, I'm going to go for a walk. I'll be back. The other guy burns down his house.
That they're wherever they're at. He burns it down.
The rivalry between Boca Juniors and River Plate, the two biggest clubs in Argentine soccer, they got in an argument about him. Crap. The dude burned down his house.
Dang, you're showing me a picture right now. It's engulfed.
In flames.
The whole thing. Over a game. Over two teams.
I mean,
dude, don't take this the wrong way, but I see you doing something like that.
Why?
Just because you get heated up over stupid things. Like, sports is one thing you get really passionate about.
Well, yes.
Like, and I've seen you get really upset. I don't know if you'd burn the house down, but you'd probably break something in the house.
No, never broken anything over a game.
Nothing.
Never. I will walk
around. Throw anything at the TV.
Nope. Never. Why would I don't want to break my TV because then I just have to buy a new TV.
Yes, but how do you explain? I mean, in the moment, you can't control those feelings.
Right.
How angry do you get?
I don't know if it's angry. It's more like it's hurt feelings. Like, I get sad.
But your reaction to sad isn't get into a ball and cry.
I'm like, dang it.
Yes.
And then I walk around in a mopey attitude the rest of the day.
The whole day?
Well, it depends what time the game is.
So if it's a night game and it ends at like 11,
I just
can
go
you
to
go
bed.
Right to bed?
I go to bed and I wake up probably in a bad mood.
Because you don't have a hard time going to sleep. You
right.
can just close
and
your eyes, right?
And it depends if it's just a regular season game, but if it's the end of your season, like if Kansas loses right. in March Madness.
It's a big difference.
In the NCAA tournament, that one stays with me maybe a day or two, depending if they make it to the Final Four. Okay, I'm happy. Like last year they made it to the Final Four. They got blown out by Villanova. I was sad, but it's like, man, they made it to the Final Four. If you make it that far, that's a pretty incredible season, and I'm okay with it. If they lose in the second round to Northern Iowa and you have a wedding to go to afterwards, you better believe I was the worst person at that wedding.
I'm glad that you can see something like the positive in something. Like, oh, at least they went to the Final Four. Like,
that's
good.
Yeah, when they go to the Final Four, that's a great season. Everybody's like, oh, they choke. I'm like, they went to the Final Four two seasons in a row. That's not choking.
But don't you have the feeling of like you were just right there? Like you were
you
were right there. You could have won the whole thing.
Could have, but they didn't.
So let me ask you this. How do you compare the loss reaction versus the win reaction? How long does the win feel good?
Oh, couple days.
2 days?
Oh, yeah.
Versus the one bad day?
It depends if, like I said, regular season or if it's a championship, it feels good for a year.
A year?
Yes.
You think about a championship the whole year?
Until the next season starts. Every time someone wants to talk college basketball or Major League Baseball, man, the Cubs won last season. I'm in a great mood. I've never felt that with the Bears because I was too young to remember when they won.
Yeah.
Now they got to the Super Bowl with sexy Rexy Grossman, and I knew they weren't going to beat Peyton Manning. There was no chance, but I still – and here's the funny. I had a Super Bowl party, and my TV didn't work.
That's so stupid. What did everyone do?
My buddy brought in his big TV because this is before I had a big TV.
Of course you would do
so
that.
So he brought his big TV and we couldn't get to work. So we had to watch it on a small TV. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, man, we can barely see the screen. All right, this is awesome.
Have you ever bought a TV just to watch Super Bowl and then return it?
Yeah, and then you return it.
You've done
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yes. They look at you weird. But
well, because they know exactly what you did.
Yeah, but here's my thing.
Oh, I'm with you. I already know what you're going to say.
What?
They don't care. The employee doesn't care.
No.
This is a big company. What does he care?
That's what
care?
I was going to say. Why would they care? If you're the employee working, why do you care?
Right. But they do, though. They look at you like you're a bad person.
Yes.
And then you want to look at them back and say, you would do the same thing, too.
Yes, you would. If you could, you would. Like, it's a smart. It's a business decision.
Yes.
Like, no one is hurt. Like, they don't lose money.
Well,
don't they just sell the TV again?
No, they do lose money because that would have been a sale.
Right, but then they just put it back on the shelf and sell it again.
Mm. They may not, Coach. I don't know what they do. I mean, if you had it for 24 hours and take, I don't know if they can put that back on the shelf. I don't know. I don't know those rules.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But no, it's not. They are losing money.
Maybe.
I like your thinking, though, but no, they're losing
money. Yeah, and good news for the Steelers.
Come on. Le'Veon Bell is
back in Pittsburgh.
Woo! Suiting up?
Not. He hadn't reported yet, but he's
been, just in town.
Yeah, he tweeted something upside down, like it was like, "Don't judge me for doing something that I believe in." And if you took the time to figure out what I'm saying, like, I mean, I don't know how you tweet upside down.
Wait. So explain it again. What do you mean the tweet's upside down?
Like the letters are upside down.
How do you do that?
I don't.
Did
know.
Did he screenshot it and then flip it?
I don't know.
I got to see this tweet. Pull it up.
It's really cool.
Wait, so it's cryptid. Like, so, yes. So what? So he's saying there's a message behind it, and he's saying thank you if you took the time to figure this out and figure out what it means?
It says he posted cryptic upside-down tweet.
Okay. Look, now he's just messing with us.
I'm not. Do you see that? No, hold on. Like, how do you read that? I'm not apologizing for what I believe
Coach,
is right.
Coach, you have it on a laptop. You can turn the laptop upside down.
Oh, okay.
And then read it.
But I'm saying.
No, but like you could. But you can't do it on a phone, though.
How did he get it that way?
I don't know. It's a good question.
But he
I
was
don't
seen
know.
Working out at a Pittsburgh area gym.
Okay.
That's it. No report about if he's going to report. And then Antonio Brown got busted going 100 miles an hour last night.
What kind of car?
Black Porsche. Yeah.
He is freaky fast.
He was going 100 miles an hour in a black Porsche, charged with reckless driving and speeding past an officer.
Dang.
After speeding past an officer.
Oh, dude.
That's bad.
And that's bad luck, too. You speed by, past an officer.
And so tonight, this is going to be a good game. We go from last week where you have the Raiders and 49ers to...
But you do understand that was the battle for the Bay or whatever. Like, that's a thing in their area. For the rest of the country, no one really cares or knows, but a thing.
No. They put it on Thursday Night Football because they thought they were both going to be good. And both had one win.
Sure, though? Because there was... I saw packages run before the game, and it is a little, area hype.
Yes.
That's rivalry.
But they're not going to put two crappy teams on television. They
don't
want that.
Well, because the schedule's already set.
Right. But that's why, Sunday Night Football, you can flex out of it if it's a bad game coming up. They can switch teams because they want a better, more competition. Like, I think Monday Night Football this week is the Niners versus the Giants. That's terrible.
That's another bad one. And there's
terrible.
No rivalry there.
They're both awful. But yeah, I can't wait to see the Steelers and Panthers tonight. Like, this is going to be a good game.
So, Antonio Brown, does he go to jail?
I probably got taken.
No, Coach, I mean, that you go to jail for speeding over 20.
But not if you're Antonio Brown.
Oh, so if you're in the NFL and you're a good receiver.
They probably just give you a ticket.
And you're a Pittsburgh cop, you're like, you're Antonio Brown, you're all good.
Yeah.
But if you're driving with your little baby box in the back seat,
going
20 over, you're going to jail. And the kids
going 20 over.
Yeah, that's the
listen. I've gone 20 over and I've never been to jail.
You've gotten pulled over for 20 miles over the speed limit?
Yeah, if you're going 80 and a 60, like on a highway, they just give you a ticket. They just mark it down a little bit.
I thought over 20 was reckless.
I mean, they could if you're being a jerk to them, but they're not usually going to.
Are you ever a jerk if you're speeding?
Well, some people are. I mean, I'm not.
Maybe it's 25.
Well, whatever it is. Yes.
Because my wife yelled at me one time because I was going 90 because I was late to something. She's like, if you don't slow down, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
So, I just believe what she said. So, he just got a ticket and he's playing tonight.
He's playing tonight.
There's no, suspended for the first quarter for driving 100.
The Pittsburgh Steelers don't care. They're there to win football games.
Yeah, but what if he had, weed on him?
Then he wouldn't be playing.
Exactly. That makes no sense to me. He's putting other people in danger.
I hate to tell you, if he had weed on him, he would be playing.
Same
he,
thing.
He would. They would say, we're gathering information and we'll handle it when we, because you can't, he's not guilty yet. Once we have all the facts.
But for speeding, once they get all the facts, do you think he'll get?
No, he's just speeding.
What do you mean just speeding? That's 100 miles per hour. You can kill someone.
Did he kill somebody?
No. It was attempted murder. No.
What?
Well, no, you're saying, did he kill somebody? But sometimes people try to kill someone, they don't kill him. Like, did he kill someone? Well, no, it's attempted murder.
But he tried to.
Okay.
He's just driving fast. He wasn't trying to kill anybody. He was trying to have fun.
When you drive 100 miles per hour, you're risking that you could hurt somebody.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But.
That's what I would do if I were a judge.
What?
But I'm not
him
a judge.
With attempted murder?
Yeah. Well, no, reckless driving. And then I would punish him. And part of the punishment would be you're not playing for the next 2 weeks.
You can't say that.
You can't as a judge?
No. He just has to pay a fine on the ticket.
And I tell him, too, if the Steelers go to the Super Bowl, you're not playing the first quarter. Slow down. That I would tell him.
You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot. So what do you think about the game tonight?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one because I've always liked the Steelers. I've been rooting for the Steelers the whole year. But the Panthers just proved to be better than I always think they're going to be.
I keep picking against the Panthers every single week.
Me too,
week,
dude.
And they
always prove me wrong.
And they're good.
They're good. McCaffrey, you made fun of me yesterday because I'm like, dude, he hurdles over everyone.
No. You love the hurdle. When someone hurdles over someone, that is just, it's athletic,
well,
but it's It looks cool, but that doesn't make him a good running back.
I've explained this. If you have a running back with three blockers, you know, and he runs for 30 yards, then that's fine. That was a good play. You're not a good running back. It was a good play. It's
no,
a
you
good
gotta
setup.
No, a good running back knows how to be patient, wait for his blockers to set up the hole, and go through the right hole.
There's that too. But if a running back is breaking tackles, hurdling people, and fighting for 20 yards, like, that's a good running back. And McCaffrey just keeps doing that. He doesn't have any leaders. He's not following anyone. He just starts jumping over people. It's amazing.
I love that that's what you think. I mean, really. I think
that's a highlight reel, dude.
I think it's so funny that that's what you think makes a good running back is when they hurdle someone. It's an athletic move, but yes, but that doesn't mean they're a good running back.
I think he's a good – is he not mentioned in top running backs of the year?
Oh, he doesn't get as much love, no.
Like, he should be right behind Gurley.
Well, easy.
Whoa, what do you mean?
You got Kamara.
Okay.
I mean, they're all up there. I would say Gurley, Kamara, okay. McCaffrey, and Connor
okay.
are having the best years.
Where's Kareem Hunt? Where's Saquon?
Saquon's doing nothing.
I'm just asking, coach.
Because the Giants do nothing. They can't block for him. So he's doing.
Exactly. Are the Panthers blocking for
yes.
McCaffrey?
Yes.
I just see hurdles and I see no blocks.
No, you've seen one hurdle. One hurdle last week. That is it. It's a 3.5-point line. And let me tell you,
okay.
I'm not taking this to the bank.
Why not?
Because I don't have a
yeah.
Strong...
You're having a hard time with this one.
Yes,
and I am too.
But
it's
here
all good.
It is, Thursday Night Football. If you look at it this season, the home team is 6-2-1 against the spread. That's it. That's the only reason I'm leaning to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
6-2-1 against the spread.
Yes.
Meaning what?
They've covered the spread 6 out of 9 games. One was a push.
The home team. So you're taking the Steelers.
And they are
favored by what, 3?
3.5.
Hmm.
That's the way I would lean. I'm not saying, but if I was going to bet it, that's what I would bet just because of that number.
What about just the win? Who wins this game?
Well, obviously the Steelers.
Well, yeah, I guess you're picking that. But you're picking that just by the numbers. But go with your heart.
Well, I think the Steelers,
you've seen both of the teams
yeah,
play.
Yeah, I think the Steelers win the game, but that's what I'm saying. Okay. But if I was going to bet the point spread, I would just lean.
Oh, it's going to be one of those field goal wins.
It's going to be a good fo- – it should yeah. be a good game.
Yeah.
Should be fun. And the Lakers keep on winning. Everybody was bashing the Lakers. They're now 4-5. And oh, no, they're – guys, they were 1-5 or whatever. Now they're winning games. And look out. Here come
who
the Lakers.
Who have they played?
Who have they played? Who did they beat last night? They beat the, dang it.
We need an intern.
Yeah, we do. They beat the T-Wolves last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good win.
It's a good win. Let's see who else they won. Oh, they're now 5-6. Here we go. Let's see their schedule. Los Angeles.
Better than we thought they would be.
I told you guys.
No, we were all in agreement.
I said the Lakers would be a top 4 team in the West.
We all agreed that it's going to take them a couple of years to get good.
No, I did not.
Maybe even 1 year. I think you might have said 1 year.
I said they would be in the playoffs this year.
All right.
I said LeBron James makes everybody good.
I don't
good.
Remember that. Gosh, I have such a bad memory. I can't argue
but
it, your stupid
but it,
things.
But it doesn't
that we said
matter.
10
listen,
episodes
listen,
again.
Listen, it doesn't. We got to quit. This is one thing I think we have to quit. It's trying to be so competitive about who gets things right.
Yeah.
Because your opinions can change because you watch a team. And they're playing better than you thought. They have more talent than you thought. Something happens. So you're allowed to change your opinion throughout the season. So I think we have to quit going like, well, I said this, I said that, and bragging. Like,
but the reason we do that is because every time we have an opinion, someone argues it. Like, oh, you idiot. Like, who says that crap? And then so when you get it right, you're like, you want to say like, huh, told you.
Yeah.
I do know something.
You're right.
That's why we argue, but I don't know. You're right. Maybe we should stop.
But yeah.
I just hate arguing for the sake of arguing.
I agree. I disagree with that.
There we go. I almost got you.
I disagree with that. All right, everybody have a great day. It was kind of a hectic show, craziness, whatever. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yes. Enjoy the game tonight. It'll be a good one.
Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Eddie got shocked. Let me know if you want more of that. And
of course they want more of that.
Steelers, Panthers tonight. Are you ready for some football?
It's a Thursday night party.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.